Hey everyone, if you're listening to this, you're probably in finance like me, and you know what a headache keeping data secure can be.
Yeah, it really is a huge challenge, especially in insurance, where there is so much sensitive information flying around.
And especially when you're dealing with credit card numbers, The last thing you want is a data breach on your hands.
Oh, absolutely. A breach could be disastrous for an insurance company.
So today, we are diving deep into a solution that could really change the game when it comes to handling insurance payments tokenization.
I'm really excited to break this down for everyone.
Me too.
Yeah.
Let's jump right in. So first things first, could you paint a picture of the current landscape for us? You know, what are we actually dealing with out there in the insurance world?
Well, the thing is, a lot of insurance companies are still heavily reliant on these huge broker networks.
Right.
And these brokers, they're often dealing with credit card information manually.
Oh, I see.
Thinks stacks of paper, spreadsheets, tons of manual data entry.
Yeah, that does not sound ideal at all.
Yeah, it's really a recipe for disaster, both from a security standpoint and just in terms of pure efficiency.
And when we talk about security, we're talking about the big one, right?
Yeah.
PCI compliance.
Exactly. I mean, if you're a finance manager at an insurance company, you're probably losing sleep over PCI compliance.
Oh, absolutely.
The consequences of a breach are huge. We're talking massive fines, reputational damage. It can take years for a company to recover.
So tokenization, then. How does this help? I mean, what is it exactly, and how does it solve these problems?
Okay, so at its core, tokenization is really all about replacing those sensitive credit card details with these unique, randomly generated tokens.
Tokens.
Yeah, and these tokens can be used for processing payments, but the beauty of it is they don't actually contain any of the real credit card information.
So it's like having a stand-in for the real thing.
Exactly. Like, imagine this. Instead of your brokers handling a stack of actual credit cards,
right,
they just have these tokens, which are like, special coded keys.
Keys. I like that.
Yeah. So even if someone got hold of these tokens, they couldn't actually steal any credit card data because the real information is safely tucked away somewhere else.
Okay. So these keys unlock payments, but they're not the actual sensitive information themselves.
Right.
Got it. So how does this play out in the real world? How does this whole tokenization process actually happen?
Okay, picture this. Your broker sends your client a special link.
Okay.
It's like a personalized invitation to make a payment, right? Mm-hmm. And this link already has all the information about their policy. All the client has to do is click it, enter their credit card details securely, easy peasy.
So at this point, the broker isn't even touching the credit card information, is that right?
You got it. That's the beauty of it. The information goes directly to a secure payment processor, which immediately tokenizes that data, like poof, sensitive details gone, replaced with a unique token. And those tokens, they get passed along to the insurance company's system. The broker never, ever sees the raw credit card data.
So essentially, the insurance company only ever sees these secure tokens, not the actual credit card number.
Exactly.
It's like a super secure relay race for data. No one's holding on to the sensitive information for too long.
I love that analogy. A secure relay race. Perfect. And then these tokens, they're used for all future transactions, and everything's kept updated automatically behind the scenes. No more brokers manually updating spreadsheets or emailing sensitive information back and forth.
So streamlined. I mean, I can already see the appeal here, especially, you know, for our listeners out there, the finance managers.
Oh, absolutely.
What would you say are some of the biggest benefits they should be excited about?
Well, first off, the PCI compliance burden is just massively reduced.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one.
Right. By removing the brokers from handling that sensitive data, the risk of a breach goes way down. And with that, the potential fines, the headaches, all that.
Peace of mind to last.
Exactly. You know, some companies are seeing savings of up to 75% on their PCI compliance costs.
Wow, that's huge.
Just by implementing tokenization.
Incredible.
And it doesn't stop there. You're also minimizing those pesky data entry errors, which, as we all know, can be an absolute nightmare when you're trying to reconcile accounts.
Tell me about it. So it sounds like a win-win for everyone involved.
I really think so.
But let's be realistic for a second. A lot of insurance companies and their brokers are still using those legacy systems. It can feel daunting to think about changing everything over.
Absolutely. Legacy systems are a real thing. But the good news is you don't need to scrap everything to implement tokenization. There are solutions out there designed to integrate with those existing systems.
Oh, okay. So it's not an all or nothing thing.
Not at all. It's more like building a bridge between the old and the new.
So even for companies that feel stuck with outdated technology,
yeah,
there is a way forward.
Exactly. There is a path.
That's great to hear. Now, you mentioned solutions and paths. Are there different types of tokenization that companies can choose from?
Oh, yeah. There are a few different flavors. You have vault-based tokenization, which is pretty much what it sounds like. The tokens are stored in a secure, centralized vault.
Makes sense.
And this is a great option for companies with high-volume transactions. Then you've got network tokenization, which is often used for mobile payments and contactless transactions.
Interesting. So there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
That's right. It really depends on your company's specific needs, you know, your infrastructure, what makes sense for you.
So it's important to find a provider who can assess the situation and find the right fit.
Absolutely. 100%.
This has been super insightful. I'm sure our listeners are getting a lot out of this. Any final thoughts you want to leave them with? Something to really ponder as they think about data security going forward?
Well, you've laid it all out really well. You know, the risks, the potential rewards, the fact that this can work with existing systems. But for you listening, I want to leave you with a question.
Okay, I like it. Hit us with it.
In a world where data breaches are, well, they're becoming more and more common and the threats are evolving constantly, Can you afford to wait to modernize your payment processing? What would a breach actually mean for your company? How would it impact your financial stability, your reputation?
That's a question everyone needs to ask themselves.
That really is.
Well, I think it's safe to say tokenization is a game changer for the insurance industry. Hopefully this deep dive has given everyone listening the knowledge and the confidence to explore this further.
I hope so, too. It's really exciting technology.
It is. And as always, stay secure out there, everyone.